Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. On this, the UK's hardest working, most industrious daily podcast channel. Thank you so much for your time. And of course, we live at a time where every day the legacy media is replete with made-up stories. And the Daily Express lives up to its reputation for being an absolute rag by running a headline which is intensive care staff in tears over young unvaccinated adults dying with COVID. Oh no. Oh right, we've got to find out more here. This sounds ominous, doesn't it? Stark footage taken inside a hospital's COVID-19 intensive care unit where 4 out of 5 patients are unvaccinated show patients as young as 30 fighting for their lives. The clip shows one member of the staff at Royal Liverpool Hospital brought to tears by the disturbing scenes of young people losing their lives with coronavirus every day. And the film's been made by Liverpool City Council. Oh, right. Okay, so it's got politically driven then. Okay. As part of the drive to improve vaccination uptake in the city, where some wards have less than half of residents double jabbed. Oh no, they're double there. Well, this would be very convenient then. So the council visited the hospital to produce the hard-hitting footage of people fighting for their lives days before Christmas. Oh, were the families of those fighting for their lives consulted on this filming? Or was this voyeurism just purely okayed by the NHS and its collaborators in Liverpool City Council? Not one of them has been vaccinated against COVID, the narrator says. Every day, teams of doctors and nurses are going above and beyond the call of duty. They're heroes. We know the NHS are heroes. I mean, it takes such a skill level to do those TikTok videos during a pandemic, doesn't it? They're trying to support people who've been admitted. It's a sad reality that those who aren't vaccinated have a higher chance of being hospitalized and needing treatment, putting more pressure on the people who work in it, who are physically and mentally exhausted. So there were more than 70 new COVID admissions in the week up to December 12th across 3 hospitals in Merseyside. And yes, there's a picture of I think it's a nurse, can't be really sure, but someone with a hospital-looking thing on them saying, looking very upset. And the footage carries the words, the message is just simple, get vaccinated. And they go on and on and on about this here. So they're claiming that it's shocking to see healthy young people coming in early 30s, early 40s. Well, hang on a second. If they're healthy, why are they coming in? So do you mean it's shocking to see sick people coming in? Well, why would that shock you? You're a hospital. That's what you're supposed to do. Sometimes you see patients who die of COVID and they're young, and you know, it's extremely upsetting for the staff to see that. 4 out of 5, so they're running this theme, by the way, folks. You've seen that. It happened in London yesterday. They're running this narrative that says 90% of the people dying are unjabbed, and this is what we have to sort. The truth is, the actual data shows that 90% of deaths in England have been amongst the double jabbed. Double jabbed. Yeah. So this is just PSYOP. This is all one grotesque PSYOPs, which destroys basically any kind of confidence one could have in the medics. But get this, this is actually probably even more significant. So we've dismissed this as just a PSYOPs, but meanwhile, the latest ONS data suggests that the triple vaccinated are 4.5 times more likely to test positive for Omicron than the unvaccinated. The double jab, meanwhile, are 2.3 times more likely to test positive for Omicron than the unvaccinated. So get that. So it's the groups that have been jabbed are the groups which are most likely to have COVID-19. So says the NHS. That's not medical misinformation. That's just hard data. And yet what we've got is we've got these PSYOPs operations being run in Liverpool and London and elsewhere where they're actually, and this is the shocking bit, they're completely inverting truth. I mean, it's just that simple. They're claiming 90%. It's all young people dying of COVID-19. Look at the statistics. I was looking at the statistics, for example, in the place where I live in Northern Ireland for the people in the 20-30 age group who have died with COVID, not of COVID, because, of course, that's infinitesimally small, but with COVID. And what you'll find is that after almost 2 years, it's a tiny number. It doesn't even enter three figures. So, and of course, those people will have had comorbidities. So the truth remains what the truth has always been. And it's the truth that at one time people like Witte and Valance did say, and then they rode back from it. And that is that for most people under the age of 60, there's nothing to be concerned about. You know, you've got a 99.7% chance of recovery unless you have serious comorbidities. Therefore, to somehow suggest that all of a sudden, just in this middle of a rollout of a booster, which they're determined to get into young people, all these stories about young people are dying. No, they're not. I don't believe that at all. I think what we're being is just, we are being exposed to Goebbels levels of statist propaganda, and that the NHS is complicit in this. And therefore, frankly, the NHS is at this point in time a greater danger than COVID.